Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking.
Welcome to the Rock.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven goals, and tonight he's gonna try and make it rain.
Here comes the boom sound.
Well, hello and welcome everybody to the Making A Rodeo Network Rodeo Wrap Up, live from Stephenville, Texas, here at the Lone Star Arena for the Cowboy Capital of the World, PRCA Rodeo. I'm Scott Masick, and we are here live. Man, I will tell you what a fantastic week we have had here in Stephenville, Texas. Now, this has been Rodeo Heritage Week, and we have brought you so much information on why Stephenville, Texas is considered to be the Rodeo Cowboy Capital of the World. And I believe what we saw here throughout the course of this weekend has proven just that. We have seen some of the top names from who make their home right here in Stephenville, Texas, step out, and we will see them down the road in December at the Wrangler National Finals. And that is why we would call Stephenville, Texas, the Rodeo Cowboy Capital. And, you know, if you were not here in Stephenville, Texas, for this event, I will tell you, you truly missed out on something spectacular. We had record-breaking crowds during the three-day performance here. It was amazing. I want to thank KWBY for streaming all the rodeo coverage right here in Stephenville, Texas, through Making A Rodeo Network. We have got to thank this rodeo committee for allowing us the opportunity to come in and help promote this event like it needed to be promoted. There's so much exposure and so much to talk about. And we are going to get right into this action, folks, so make sure you guys stay tuned. We are here live as we wrap up from the Cowboy Capital of the World, PRCA Rodeo in Stephenville, Texas. Well, it would appear that our computers are not ready and fired up for this rodeo wrap-up, so we're going to get right down to the action. Folks, it was exciting. It all led up to today. And, you know, we have been talking about this event and how the road to the Wrangler National Finals goes through Stephenville, Texas. And we have seen just that right here. Folks, it was something to see. I've never seen such exciting events all the way around, from the team roping to the saddle bronc to the tie down. We saw guys that were on the bubble waiting and working to try to get into this event and make their way to the Wrangler National Finals. What we were able to see was something that you really had to be here to witness firsthand. It was something that, you know, the energy in the air was just absolutely electric, and I, for one, can tell you that I am proud to say that we were able to be here and actually witness this firsthand. But, you know, so many of the top name cowboys and cowgirls. Let's go right down to the bareback riding here today. Now, Caleb Bennett showed up on Friday and came out with an 85-point ride. Caleb needed to have something big happen and was able to make something happen here in Stephenville, Texas, to secure a spot here at the for the Wrangler National Finals. We were able to see Caleb come in with a score of 85 points, and now would hold on to the lead throughout the weekend until today. Today was a day for all of the top names. We saw him at every event, and we would see him here today. From Bobby Moat to Wynn Ratliff, who was here earlier in the week, we saw Casey Coletti down here. So many of your favorites, and we were just so excited to be able to sit down with all of them and really, you know, see these guys come back home, because so many of them are from right here. When we talk about guys like Bobby Moat, who lives just down the road, his daughter was crowned queen earlier this week, or princess, so I know that he is looking forward to supporting her throughout the year as well, but it was truly exciting. We're going to try that next commercial break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what happened here in the bareback riding. We've got interviews and highlights coming your way.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' Eight Rodeo Network.
When December arrives in Las Vegas, it can only mean one thing. The Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. The NFR is about Las Vegas and rodeo. The best of rodeo. And it's a time to celebrate the Western lifestyle. We recall the historic rides and great champions and feel the emotion again. The gold buckle belongs to the Cowboys. The memories belong to you. The Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Have you experienced it?
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Makin' Eight Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to makin8rodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at makin8rodeo.com. Get a grip.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Makin' Eight Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' Eight Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out makin8rodeo.com for videos and links, as well as kwbyradio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Makin' Eight Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love parts of you together.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
You're listening to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Show on Makin' Eight Rodeo Network, right here on KWBY 98.5 FM, 107.9 FM, and makin8rodeo.com.
Hey, this is Chase Williams, and for all you bull riders, maybe you'll make eight on the Rodeo Network.
You can do it!
Oh, yes, we can, and yes, we will.
All right, we will get to Chase Williams and talk with him in just a few minutes, folks. But here we go with the bareback riding now. You know, like we had talked about, Caleb Bennett had came in with a score of 85 points on Friday. Would that be enough to hold out and secure a number one spot here on Sunday? The amount of talent that came in here, Casey Coletti, Bobby Moat, I mean, the list goes on. We saw some of the best in the business here at the Cowboy Capitol on a Sunday. But, you know, surprisingly enough, it wasn't Casey Coletti or Bobby Moat who would come out with the win. However, we did have a chance to check up with these guys, so let's go down to the arena and check in with Casey Coletti.
Hey, guys, we're down here with one of the bareback riders here tonight, Sunday last performance, Casey Coletti. Casey, 84 tonight. Talk to us about that ride.
It's grass dancer, Pete Cars. I've had her, I think that's the fourth time I've had her, and I just knew what she was going to do, going to be real bad in the bucket shoot, and just usually come out and circle around to the left just like she did right there. Today, she kind of one of the ranker days since I've had her. She started getting a little droppy towards the end. I started getting behind a little bit, but I could have finished her a little bit better, but, you know, shoot, I'm happy with where I was at, 84 points.
Yeah, 84 looking good. I believe that's going to put you third place out here for this event now. You know, you came down here to Stephenville, Texas. You've been out rodeoing pretty hard this week, though, right?
Yeah, for sure. It started off actually Thursday. The PRCA called me, asked me if I wanted to go to Omaha. Called me at 2:30, and I live 2 hours from DIA, and flight left at 4:15, so I booked it, and I mean, we drove 90 to get there, and well, I missed it, of course, because I'm not there now, but so I just stayed the night. Traveling partner Seth Hardwick come pick me up. My mom took the car back home, and we flew to San Bernardino, California. I was winning second there, won Poway last night, and then slept in LAX last night on the nice, soft granite benches, and flew out 6 a.m., got here, and almost kind of photo finished in here. We showed up at start at 2. I think we got here about 1:25.
Wow.
So it's been a hell of a weekend.
I hear you. Now, the 2013 season winds down now. What are you looking to do? I mean, it looks like you've got a pretty good shot. You know, you'll be in Vegas and all, but what are you looking to do between now and then?
Oh, man, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to go home, and actually this week I'm going to go to my girlfriend's house and then fly to Atlantic City, New Jersey, and that's a tough one to not go to. I mean, how many rodeos are back east? Atlantic City with 8,000 added. So I'll go to that one, and I'm going to hang out for probably 2 weeks, go elk hunting and deer hunting and not do nothing, to be honest with you. Kind of start working out and doing all that good fun stuff, and then hit it hard, come to a bunch of rodeos in November to get back in the rodeo mode for the NFR.
You excited about it?
Oh, man, I'm so blessed and excited. I mean, words can't even describe it. I mean, you make it once, it's awesome. You make it twice, three times, it's surreal. I mean, I just can't believe it. In all truthfulness, it feels to me like I was just making my first one, you know, still. So I'm like a little kid in a candy store.
Well, listen, man, congratulations here today, and good luck in Vegas. We look forward to seeing you out there.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, there's Casey Coletti, who is on his way to the Wrangler National Finals. We're going to have to wait and see where he stands going into it, but I will tell you what a great ride. Finished third here at the Cowboy Capital of the World PRCA Rodeo with 84 points, and I'll tell you, he had a good one. It was great watching. Now, another guy who was here from Stephenville, Texas, Bobby Moat, makes his home right here, had one busy, busy weekend, was here all week long supporting his daughter. We got to see his daughter and his wife running barrels during the bucking duck. But I will tell you that Bobby Moat is focused and ready for another world champion buckle. We had a chance to catch up with Bobby here after his ride.
Hey, guys, we're down here with the number one ranked bareback rider, hopefully going into the Wrangler National Finals, Bobby Moat. Bobby, you've been on a pretty busy week here this final week, and it wraps up here at the Cowboy Capital of the World PRCA Rodeo, man. Talk to us about this ride you had tonight.
You know, I had a pretty nice horse, the Pete Cars, called Island Girl, and took her just a little bit to get started. She finished good, felt like I made a good ride. It was 83 points, so I think won a little bit.
Well, good deal. I know you've been really busy. You actually gotten some money, finished third up in Omaha, is that right?
I won second up there, won about 9,300.
Well, good deal. And I know that just helps carry that momentum going into the Wrangler National Finals, right?
Yeah, it always helps to be winning and be in a good position when you head in there.
Well, what's it like for you to be down here in kind of your own backyard, you know, to come down here at the Cowboy Capital of the World PRCA Rodeo?
Yeah, it worked out good. I got to fly home this morning and from Omaha and still go to a pretty good rodeo, so it worked out great.
That's right. Now, you've been back and forth down here this week, really supporting your daughter as well. You know, she's actually the Cowboy Capital of the World PRCA Rodeo Princess, right?
Yeah, she's been trying out all week. They've been having all kinds of different competitions, her and four other girls, and Friday night they, I guess, crowned her a princess, and so she's pretty pumped about it.
Absolutely. We saw her with a big old smile on her face down here, and I know that that you're a proud dad to be able to support her this year as well. As much as they support you and you know, making that run for another world champion buckle.
Oh, yeah. It's good to see them get a little piece of it because they have always been behind me.
Absolutely. Well, Bobby, congratulations to you here, and good luck at the Wrangler National Finals. We'll look forward to seeing you down there.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
There's Bobby Moat, and like we said, you know, when you see a guy who's got as many world champion buckles as he does, and he is looking for another one, folks, and I believe he's got a pretty good shot at it. Based on the momentum that he has had here, especially this last couple weeks, Bobby Moat has been on fire, and we really enjoyed watching him down here as he set the tone and set the pace going into the Wrangler National Finals in the number one spot. But he has got a huge battle with Casey Fields going on, another guy who is also looking for a world champion buckle. I cannot wait till December and see what is going to happen right there in Las Vegas. But here was the surprising one. It wasn't Bobby Moat or Casey Coletti who would end up winning the round down here, winning the event at the Cowboy Capital of the World PRCA Rodeo. It would be a cowboy by the name of Bill Tutter, and he is from Huntsville, Texas, had a great horse named Dirty Jacket, and I will tell you what, it was one of the best bareback horse rides I have seen in some time. He would end up coming in here and scoring 88 points, so let's go down and check in with Bill.
Hi, guys. We're down here with the bareback riding champion of the Cowboy Cap of the World, PRCA Pro Rodeo, 88 points. Bill Tutter, talk to us about that ride you had here.
Well, I had a Dirty Jacket apiece, and it's been the third time I've been on her in 2 years, and she's fantastic every time. I mean, she gives you the shot every time to be a pile of points, and man, she's awesome. She lets you show your stuff. She has a real big rare out of there. And she does it every time, and I was expecting it, but it's amazing it how surprising it can still be every time because it's so she rares out so hard.
Sneaks up on you every time, no matter how much you expect it, right?
Exactly. It just, there's something about it. You can't be prepared for it.
Well, I'll tell you what, from sitting up there in the stands watching it was amazing. And you know, that ride carried through all the way. I mean, it was a great, great ride. 88 points, enough to give you a nice little paycheck down here in Stephenville, Texas, right?
Man, absolutely. This is the last one I'm going to for the 2013 season. And so it's sure going to help with qualifications, get me up there in all the rodeos next year. So I'm tickled about it.
Good deal. So you're going to start right away? You're going to start hitting 2014 pretty hard?
Absolutely. Next weekend starts it. We'll go to Hempstead on Thursday night, and we got a college rodeo, so that's only one, but we'll be as hot and heavy as we can.
Now, where are you going to college at?
Sam Houston in Huntsville.
Okay. All right. Well, good deal. Well, listen, man, we look forward to following along with you a lot more, watching some of those great, great rides like you made here today, and congratulations.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, Bill Tutter would be your winner in the bareback riding with 88 points, and it was a fantastic ride. Going down to the steer wrestling, now, here was one that, you know, I'll tell you what, they started running the slack Friday morning, and we saw a cowboy by the name of Blaine Cox come out here, and he was fast, 3.7, and that would set the mark for everyone to follow. And there were some top names down here as well. We're going to talk about a few of them here that were here today on Sunday as we wrap up things. You know, we said that they had brought in the big guns. All the top names in the business were here to make a push for the Wrangler National Finals as they are all chasing that dream of a world champion buckle. And, you know, Blaine had really set the tone with 3.7. Unfortunately, we did not have a chance to catch up with Blaine after his run in the slack performance. He has been out on the trail rodeoing pretty hard. However, the second place winner would be Matt Reeves. Now, he actually split it with Morgan Grant, but we were able to catch up with Matt. So let's go down and check in with Matt after his run here at the Cowboy Capital of the World PRCA Rodeo.
Hey, guys, we're down here with steer wrestler top in the day here, ended up finishing second overall, 3.8, Matt Reeves. Matt, talk to us about this run you had here.
Man, I had a real good steer. Bo Clark had run him earlier. I called Bo, and he said he left sharp and slammed, and, boy, that's what he did. It was a long all-night drive from Omaha to get here. We dropped all the rest of my crew off, and I'll be happy to go home after this.
Oh, I know you're looking forward to it. Now, how'd you make out in Omaha?
Omaha was not very good to me, but I did place it Kansas City this week, so I placed it 2 out of 3. I just forgot to place it the big one.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. What's it like for you to be down here at the Cowboy Capital of the World here in Stephenville, Texas, and run at this one?
It's wonderful in the fact that, man, this is the last one of the year. This made it into this committee and town has tried real hard. They've added more money each year here the last few years. And they're putting on a great rodeo. They've got great stock, and cars have done a good job getting good timed event stock. So it's been a wonderful, it's been a good rodeo to watch so far and a wonderful experience.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about you gearing up. You're going to get ready for the Wrangler National Finals. You're going to start getting ready now, or are you just going to take a little time off?
I won't go to getting ready with the horses right now. We go to Kissimmee to the Champions Challenge next week. I come back, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, I go to the All-American Finals. The good horses will get turned out till the end of October pretty much, just exercise. I'll go home and work on young horses and check cattle and do all the other things I got to do and work out and try to be in the best shape I'm being when we get there.
Well, there you go, man. Well, listen, congratulations here today, and we look forward to seeing you at the Wrangler National Finals.
Thank you all very much.
All right, there's Matt Reeves, and it's like you said, you know, it's time to start going back and getting things ready and getting, you know, really getting the mental preparations and getting things done. Around the house to start preparing, because you know he's going to be out there for a couple weeks. And, man, I'll tell you, there's so much involved with getting things ready to be at that Wrangler National Finals and have that dream of chasing that world championship buckle. Now, speaking of championship buckles, in the tie-down roping, I'll tell you what, today I have not seen more world champion buckles floating around. We're talking about guys like Tuff Cooper, Trevor Brazil, Cody Ohl, all were here on hand today in tonight's performance. And what a fantastic day it was. What a way to end the final performance of the Cowboy Capital of the World PRCA Pro Rodeo and the 2013 season, as it is winding down now. I've not seen a more exciting tie-down roping event. This was just great to watch. When we're talking about what is there at the top of the ranks, and then we look down there towards the bottom, and we know that guys like Corey Solomon sitting in the 16th spot had to make a great run in order to get himself up there. He had to win some money. Unfortunately for Corey, I do not believe he was able to pull that off here today. But, you know, I want to tip our hat to him and for his entire season. This guy has really looked good. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be really surprising to not see him there at the Wrangler National Finals, but we know he's going to be back. This is a young, talented kid. Speaking of young, talented kids, here in the Slack performance on Friday, we had a young, talented kid from right here in Stephenville, Texas, Chase Williams, come down and set the mark in tie-down roping with 7-7. Now, this is what everybody here had came into the performances chasing. They needed to beat 7-7 in order to get themselves in money. And when you're talking about a rodeo like this, folks, you're talking about a pretty difficult task at hand. But if anybody could do it, we're talking about the world champions coming into town on a Sunday, could certainly pull that off. Well, it would so happen that 7-7 would be the leading mark and would bring home the number one spot. However, it would be a split with the young cowboy, Chase Williams, and the six-time world champion tie-down roper, Cody Ohl. Now, we were not able to catch up with Cody. However, we were able to catch up with Chase Williams. So let's hear what he had to say about splitting the win with six-time world champion, Cody Ohl. Hey guys, we're down here with tie-down roper, the one that he's been holding on to a 7-7 all week long, ran in the slack, Chase Williams. Chase, man, I'll tell you what, what's it like, man, coming down to Sunday and seeing all this talent here that has to beat your time?
Oh, it was pretty good. Everybody was up at Omaha, so they had all the top guys up today, and it was pretty much everybody was up, and I was glad to stay up at the top.
Yeah, well, you sure enough stayed right there, ended up splitting the win with six-time world champion Cody Ohl, man. Down here, Stephenville, Texas, your hometown, what's it like for you?
Yes, it's always good to win the hometown rodeo, and Cody Ohl's always been my hero, so it's pretty nice.
Awesome. So you're sharing the win down here with your hero, right?
Yes, sir. Worked out good.
Well, good deal, man. Well, listen, best of luck to you here coming up, and we look forward to seeing you down the road, Chase.
Yes, thank you. I sure appreciate it.
All right, guys, there's Chase Williams. Now, this young kid has got more talent. You make sure that you keep an eye out on him. You're going to watch him in 2014. I truly believe take the tie-down roping by storm. So we look forward to seeing Chase in the 2014 season and just what he has to bring. I think we're going to really enjoy watching him.
What a great kid. He, of course, he comes from a great family right out of Stephenville, Texas. But for him to be able to tie the round here, or to tie the event with his hero, six-time world champion Cody Ohl, who are both right here from in Stephenville, Texas. Man, it was just a great opportunity. But we talk about the world champions here. We talk about, you know, why Stephenville is considered to be the cowboy capital of the world, and we're seeing it right here between the young and the veterans. Doesn't make a difference. There's more world champion buckles here, and there's a lot more coming your way. So make sure to stay tuned. Folks, we're going to take another short break. We still have to talk about Saddlebronc riding, which also was very exciting, as well as the team roping. Fans, this is unbelievable what happened here. Make sure to stay tuned. We got barrel racing and bull riding coming your way right after this.
Hey, this is Ramey Sutton, and if you're living on rodeo, tune in to Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Get up where you're living on rodeo.
Rodeo Safety One. Manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection. Great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment. From bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to ride right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event. Whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Hey, this is Travis Woodard, and you're listening to Making 8 Radio. Get a grip, baby.
All right. Here we go, back at it, right here on the rodeo wrap-up, the Saddlebronc riding. You know, this was another one that would be really exciting. We had a young kid like Joseph Lufkin come in from Southall, Oklahoma. Now, Friday night, he drew the horse Miss Congeniality. Folks, this is a NFR bucking horse, and I'm telling you, she brought it here this weekend. Friday, she was out. Joseph Lufkin scored 82 points, which would be the high mark ride of Friday. Carry over up until today. Now, we had a guy who was sitting in 15th spot, Heath DeMoss, needed to make sure that he could secure that spot. He needed to come out of here on top, so he did not get past when that dust settled and get sitting in that 16th number. He did not want that to happen, knew he had to come down here and make something happen, and sure enough, he would do that today. As we wrap up from Sunday at the Cowboy Capital of the World, PRCA Pro Rodeo, he had a horse by the name of Trail Dust and would score 83 points. Now, unfortunately, we did not catch up with Heath. He had to actually get on the road. And, man, I'll tell you, you know, that's the life of these rodeo cowboys and cowgirls. Sometimes it's tough to catch up with them. But I will tell you that we've got more interviews coming your way this week, including one from Joseph Lufkin. We'll talk about that and his ride with Miss Congeniality later on our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows coming up this week, so make sure to stay tuned to that. The team roping. Folks, this is an event that, you know, for me it's been very hard to broadcast. As a guy who comes from Rough Stock, it's been difficult to really reach out and connect and get that excitement. But I will tell you, folks, here in Stephenville, Texas, this is roping country. And it was so exciting to see all of these guys coming to town throughout, not just today, but throughout the entire performance here, from the slack to Friday's performance. Saturday, we had Saturday night, we had one of the best runs by a team, Charlie Crawford and Ryan Motes. Now, Ryan just lives right up the road here in Weatherford. They had a time of 4.4 seconds. I wasn't sure it was going to be able to be beat. However, this is roping country, folks. This is team roping country right here at the Cowboy Capital. And there were a lot of guys as here this weekend that had that potential to do just that. And we saw that here. First, they came out with a run. Nick Surtain and Rick Skelton came out and had a time of 4.2 seconds. And, you know, there's just something about Stephenville, Texas, and the adrenaline and the things that happen here. It was truly amazing. I didn't know how it could be beat until we saw some guys like Luke Brown and Travis Graves. Now, Luke Brown is from right here in Stephenville, Texas, called the Lone Star Arena. I mean, that's his roping pen. That's his practice pen. So for him to come out here and Travis turn in a time of 4.0 seconds was just amazing. Now, here's the kicker. We got an interesting story about Luke Brown and Travis Graves. We're going to let you take a listen from these guys. So let's go downstairs with them.
Hey, guys, we're down here with two of the guys in team roping that are splitting the round, 4.0, Luke Brown and Travis Graves. Luke, talk to us about this run here tonight.
Well, the rodeo got really fast today, so it was kind of been building up all week. I come watch it last night, and I knew what the start was, and we made it really good. Travis pulled off a great heel shot, which I knew he would if I just turned him, so it was a good run.
Well, that was the first part of it, is you had to catch him first and bring him around fast for him, so it worked out really well. Now, how long have you guys been roping together?
This is our first rodeo. We buddy together all year, but my partner is getting married, and his partner went home to Georgia. Since the year's over with, it's the last rodeo anyway, so, and we live here, so we entered the rodeo together.
Well, what's it like for you to be down here at the Cowboy Capital, kind of your own backyard rodeo, right?
Oh, yeah, it's been exciting. Actually, we drew up Friday, which we were up at Omaha, so we got a trade to the day just so we could come, and it's pretty amazing how good they made this rodeo this year. It's pretty phenomenal. Proud to be a part of it.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was great watching you guys four flat. We're going to catch up with Travis. Travis, talk to us about this run you guys had here.
Oh, we had a good steer, and Luke did a great job. Hung it on him pretty fast and allowed me to heal him. It just kind of happened. You know, good runs like that just seem to happen.
And what's it like for you to be down here in Stephenville, Texas? I mean, not having to travel far, and I'm sure you've been down here to Lone Star Arena just once or twice, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, I live maybe 5 miles from here, and it's exciting to get up this morning and get to come over here and run at this kind of money.
Well, good deal, man. Well, listen, congratulations to both of you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, 4.0 seconds, folks. I was amazed by these two guys. Guys that make their way here, been driving all night. It's been a rough weekend for a lot of these cowboys and cowgirls traveling up and down the roads to get here to make those spots there at the Wrangler National Finals. But these guys here looking to make some big things happen, and we look forward to watching them there in Vegas. Now, they weren't the only ones, my friends, who scored 4.0. So they ended up splitting the round with a couple other guys from right here in Stephenville, Texas, Martin Lucero and Colby Lovell. Now, those guys came in and actually split the round, tied it again with 4.0. But here's the thing. They had to. They had to make some things happen in order to get Colby in to the Wrangler National Finals. Martin Lucero secured a spot earlier this weekend in California by making a run, got his way in, and he looks to be at the Wrangler National Finals. But Colby was on the outside looking in, and Colby had to make some money here in Stephenville, Texas, on a Sunday afternoon, and was able to do just that. Now, we had an opportunity to catch up with these guys. Let's take a listen to just how exciting this was and how important it was for these guys right here. Martin Lucero first. Let's go down with him.
Okay, guys, we're down here with one of the team ropers, actually one of the healers, Martin Lucero. Martin, talk to us about your guys' day here today in Steubenville.
Well, it was a huge day for, not so much for me, but for my partner. Coming into the day, where he's sitting 16th to make the NFR, and we had to win third or better, you know, and first team out is 4-6. 4-4 is already winning it, so already that's hard to beat anyway. And Kobe did an amazing job for the situation he was in. He got a great start, hung it on the steer. We made probably one of the best runs we made all year, and we were 4 flat. So really grateful for the opportunity to Steubenville, you know, that they've turned this rodeo into a difference maker. And that's huge for us.
Absolutely. And not only that, you know, you're able to help your partner, but you're able to do it right here in your hometown, right?
That's even more exciting, because we have all our, you know, friends and family here watching, and they know what's at stake. You know, and like I said, the last day, it just makes the rodeo that much more exciting.
Absolutely. Well, what's next for you?
Well, now, you know, the year actually starts up October 1 for next year. So we'll go to a few rodeos in Texas and then get ready for the NFR.
Well, good deal, man. Well, listen, congratulations to both you guys on a great day. 4 flat. We look forward to seeing you guys down the road.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, guys. Now, let's go to the other side of things. Let's go to the heading side of things and talk with Colby Lovell. Colby had a lot on his shoulders coming into this round. Now, he's a header. He's got to make things happen in order for his partner, Martin Lucero, to come back behind it and get a good, clean heel shot. And Colby was able to do just that. So let's hear what he had to say. Hi, guys. We're down here with one of the team ropers that's splitting the round, one of the headers, Colby Lovell. Colby, talk to us about this run here tonight. You guys had a lot on the line, right?
Oh, yeah, we had a whole lot on the line. We had to win, I think, 1,800 to get in, and this rodeo paid 3,100. So I had it figured to hopefully, I was thinking fourth or better. And, man, it worked out good. Thank goodness. We work all year. I mean, this is probably one of the most bittersweet moments of rodeoing. I'm making it 14th. This is the worst I've gone in there. But I've never had it come down to one steer like this. It was real exciting.
Well, I'll tell you what, to have it come down here at the Cowboy Capital, you know, wind down that last run. Tell us about that steer you guys had.
Well, honestly, I thought I was first out, and I didn't know Clay Tryon had gotten traded and was first. So when I looked at the draw, I didn't look at the name. I just looked at the first person out, and he had a steer that set up and was trotted, and that was the one I thought I had. Well, when he went, I didn't know what my steer did at all. I didn't have a clue what he was.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, it ended up working out great for you guys, and so now you're going to be hitting the bright lights of Vegas here coming up December, right?
Yes, sir. Be good.
Well, good deal. Well, listen, man, congratulations to you guys. We look forward to seeing you out there.
Thank you.
All right. Now, we've actually got a special treat for you folks as we're out here making our way around to get these interviews. We were actually able to catch up with a very exciting young lady, and it would be Colby Lovell's mother, who was just, I mean, I'll tell you, it was like she was at the NFR. She was on her feet, and she was so excited. And we had an opportunity to sit with her for a few minutes, talk about what it's like to be a mother sitting in the stands watching her son compete to get to the Wrangler National Finals. Hey, we are down here in Steubenville, Texas for the PRCA Cowboy Capital of the World Rodeo, and we're actually able to catch up with one of the Team Ropers' moms, Colby Lovell. Now, talk to us about what it's like to sit here and watch your son perform in Steubenville, Texas.
It's like a blur. I know he was prepared. I just needed him, the Lord, to be with him and everything to work.
Well, I'll tell you what, it sure did look like it was working well for him. Now, they ended up splitting the round with 4 flat, right?
Right, they did, with the lose, which is great. I'm with that. We just needed to be, I think, in the top three to advance to the finals.
Well, I'll tell you what, it looks like you guys are headed to Vegas. You look just as excited.
Yeah, I am. I'm probably more excited.
Well, I'll tell you what, congratulations to you and congratulations to Colby. They did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. That was the mother of Colby Lovell. We look forward to seeing them in Las Vegas in December at the Wrangler National Finals. Now, going down to the barrel racing, folks, we had a really exciting one. Sydney Blanchard started things off at the Slack Performance, kind of setting the pace for us here this weekend with a 15-2-3, but we would see some top names come through. Girls like Fallon Taylor, who ended up finishing in the top 10, and she has been running real, real strong. We look forward to seeing what she can do here later on. We also had one last night. Kenneth Squares came in with a time of 15-19. Now, this was Saturday night's performance. We would have some world champions here, including the reigning world champion, Mary Walker.
She was here today, and let's take a listen to her as she talks about her run this afternoon.
Hey, guys, we're down here in Stephenville, Texas, with the barrel racing champion, world champion, Mary Walker. Mary, you had another fast time here. It just continues to go real well for you guys this year.
It's been a great year for me again. We've had little difficulties throughout the year. He stepped out of the trailer and hung a foot. So we've had some little things happen to us this year, which we didn't last year. But it's still been a great year. And another NFR, so I'm totally excited about it.
Absolutely. And not only another NFR, but, I mean, there's still a shot for another World Buckle, right?
I hate to think about that, but, yes, there is. And we're just going to go and do our game plan like we did last year and just go night by night and one run at a time and just hope everything goes as good as it did last year.
Well, talk to us about your horse here that you've been running. I mean, you know, you talked about him hanging a foot off a trailer, but he came back and he is running really fast times here, 15-14 today.
He did a magnificent job today. Didn't just found out the horse in front of me fell, so I was kind of excited and didn't get to see that one happen. But, yeah, he's just an amazing animal, and he tries his heart out every time. So he's an exciting horse to ride, and I'm just lucky enough to have him.
Well, I'll tell you what, like they say, it takes two to tango, and you guys work so well out there together. It's great to watch you, and we look forward to seeing you at the Wrangler National Finals.
Thank you so much. I look forward to getting there.
All right, that was the reigning world champion, Mary Walker, and it is so great. Folks, you've got to hear her story, and we cannot wait to sit down with Mary Moore and share that with everyone here listening in on our radio wrap-up show. Now, going down to the bull riding, folks, this was another one that was really just full of action. Obviously, everyone loves the bull riding down here, and we've had some top names come through this weekend. Really impressed to see a young kid by the name of David Hudson from Jacksonville, Florida. He came in the other night with a score of 83 points, which kind of set the tone for us here in the bull riding. And you know, really, round one was full of a lot of great guys that came out to ride bulls. The rest of the weekend, sort of, you know, we saw maybe three or four here in the rounds covering bulls. But when it came down to it, when all the dust would settle, it would be a young cowboy who would fly in from Grand Rapids, Michigan this morning. Cowboy by the name of Marcus Merrilich. For all of you bull riding fans out there, you PBR fans, you might recognize that name. He would come in today, score a score of 86 points on Sambo of Car Pro Rodeo. We had a chance to catch up with Marcus after his ride, so let's hear what he had to say.
Hey, guys, we're down here with the winner of the bull riding, Marcus Merrilich. Marcus, man, pretty good day for you here. Tell us about that bull.
Yeah, he was just a really good bull. All my friends was talking about him. I've seen him once, and I just said, man, I'd love to draw that bull. And just sat up and rode him and had fun.
Well, 86 points, that's sure going to get you a nice little paycheck here. Now, you've also had a pretty busy weekend, right? You're down, you're actually up north a little bit in the cooler weather.
Yeah, I went up to Grand Rapids for the Built Ford Tough there, and did pretty good there. It's been a pretty successful weekend.
Yeah, there you go. Pull out a top 10 finish up there and then come down here and win the bull ride. So congratulations, man. Now, what's next for you this next week?
I'm hoping I get to go to the Built Ford Tough in North Carolina. And that's pretty much my plan. If not, I'm going to a bunch of rodeos.
Well, good deal, man. Well, listen, good luck to you, and congratulations today.
Thank you.
All right, there's Marcus Merrilich, your winner in the bull riding down here at the Cowboy Capital of the World, PRCA Rodeo. Folks, do not go anywhere. We've got some great wrap-ups, including our conversation with Pete Carr here earlier this week. So make sure to stay tuned. You're listening to the Rodeo Wrap-Up right here with the Make It 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY.
You're listening to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Show on Making 8 Rodeo Network, right here on KWBY 98.5 FM, 107.9 FM, and Making8Rodeo.com.
Hey, this is Jesse
and Jessica with Rhinestone Renegades.
And you're listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network
on KWBY.
Cowboy Capital, Cowboy.
Wait a minute, just a minute, please.
Cowgirl Capital, Cowgirl Radio.
When December arrives in Las Vegas, it can only mean one thing. The Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. The NFR is about Las Vegas and rodeo. the best of rodeo. And it's a time to celebrate the Western lifestyle. We recall the historic rides and great champions and feel the emotion again. The gold buckle belongs to the Cowboys. The memories belong to you. The Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Have you experienced it?
Give me 10 bulls and I'll cover all 10. I'm the best that there's ever been.
I sleep in my truck and I drive through the rain. Getting down hard at
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' 8 Rodeo Network. The best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words. Cowboy up. KWBY. Thanks for listening in to KWBY. Live from the Rodeo Cowboy Capital of the World.
Yeah, all right, as we are wrapping up from Stephenville, Texas, in the PRCA, Cowboy Capital of the World, PRCA Rodeo. You know, it's been real exciting here at the Lone Star Arena all week long. We have had a fantastic time and cannot wait for 2014 already, folks. We're already getting geared up and ready to go. But, you know, one of the big things that really it takes to put on such a great event here is the stock. You've got to bring in some of the best stock in the business. And here at the Lone Star Arena, this committee for the Cowboy Capital of the World, PRCA Pro Rodeo, did just that by bringing in Pete Carr, and he brought some of the best. We had an opportunity to sit down with Pete Carr for a few minutes, so let's hear what he had to say about being here in Stephenville, Texas, in the Cowboy Capital of the World.
Hey, guys, we are down here in Stephenville, Texas, as we wrap up. You know, we talk about all the world champions that are here, but one group that we didn't talk about are the world champion animals, and we're standing here with Pete Carr. Pete, man, this is a fantastic weekend down here. You brought some of the best stock. What is it like for you to be down in Stephenville, Texas?
Well, we really appreciate these guys coming out here to the rodeo, supporting the city and what they've done. The committee here has really stepped up. They've got a lot of energy in the town now, and they've gone out. We've had a parade. They hadn't had a parade in 20-some years. They broke all kinds of attendance records, and it really shows here with the turnout with the rodeo.
Well, you know, it's one part to have such great names down here. We know a lot of these guys are heading to the Wrangler National Finals, but your stock is also heading there. We know you're going to have a couple trailers full. Is that right?
Yeah, hopefully. You know, they're picking them right now. We've had a pretty good year. I think we had 31 total animals there last year, and hopefully we can at least do that or better that.
Well, good deal. Well, listen, Pete, we sure appreciate watching you down here. It's always a pleasure, and we look forward to having you back down here in Stephenville, Texas.
Hey, thanks a lot. Look forward to next year.
All right, guys, there's Pete Carr, your stock contractor down here for the Cowboy Capital of the World, PRCA Pro Rodeo. What a fantastic time it has been. We have had a great time. But, you know, one of the guys that have been out here all week, who is a native from Stephenville, Texas, pro rodeo announcer Ben Clements. And, you know, Ben has been such a great help to us, supporting us and helping us really bring you all of the action, as well as Mike Mathis. You know, we cannot leave out Mike, and we've had an opportunity to sit down with Mike throughout the week, so make sure you guys stay tuned later on to our lunch hour rodeo shows all week long. However, we were able to sit down and kind of recap this week's total events that have gone on. So let's hear what Ben Clements had to say about being here at the Cowboy Capital of the World, PRCA Pro Rodeo in Stephenville, Texas.
Well, Ben, man, I'll tell you what, you could not have ended the Cowboy Capital of the World, PRCA Rodeo, any better than what we saw here today.
It came down to the perfect conclusion in a lot of events. There were some tight races as far as who gets in to go to the Wrangler National Finals. The competition was fierce today inside the Lone Star Arena. We had the top Cowboys and Cowgirls here, and I know we advertised that, but we really did have an all-star lineup today for the Sunday performance.
We did. It was packed from anywhere from Tuff Cooper, Trevor Brazil, Corey Solomon. All these guys had come down here to compete. You know, we saw the Wright brothers, you know, Heath DeMoss. It's just amazing to see the amount of talent that knows that in order to get to Vegas, you know, they needed to get down here and do something big at the Cowboy Capital of the World, PRCA Rodeo.
That's right. And with the committee adding $5,000 in each event, it really put this rodeo on a radar for a lot of the top cowboys, cowgirls alike, and they were all here. We started today and we finished out, actually, the bareback riding with a great ride, 88 points. Bill Tudor did that on top of Dirty Jacket. It had the crowd standing.
It sure did. We had talked about that. You don't see bareback rides like that often, but when they do, boy, they are special. And we saw that here in Stephenville. Now let's talk about Caleb Bennett. Needed to make something big happen here this weekend. He came out of here in second place. Think it's going to be enough to keep him in there, right?
Well, he won about $1,750 here today, and hopefully that was enough to do that. But we got to turn it over to the computers there at the PRCA office and let them figure it out.
That's right. That dust is still stirring up there in Colorado Springs. We're going to have to wait till it settles down. I can't wait to see what happens tomorrow.
Oh, I tell you what, it there's a lot of races that are just like that, and we'll get to the team roping in a minute. But let's talk about the Saddle Bronc riding as Heath DeMoss took the top honors today, 83 points on trail dust. He just made a great ride. And then right behind him was Joseph Lovkin, and that was on a great horse of Pete Carr's Miss Congeniality.
I'll tell you what, we saw Joseph Lufkin come in here on Friday on Miss Congeniality, was able to hold on the lead throughout, but, you take a look at a guy like Heath DeMoss, and he sure did make some big things happen. Now, he was 15th as well. He needed to keep his lead here to make sure that he could get there to Vegas, and I believe he was able to do that.
Oh, yeah, he won a little over $2,100, and so that was going to do just right. And then we saw the Crawley and Smith combination come in third and fourth, and that was outstanding.
Absolutely. Now, tie-down roping. How exciting was that to see the guys from Stephenville, Texas, come in and make some big things happen? Chase Williams in the slack.
Well, yeah, Chase Williams was in the slack the other morning, and he just totally blasted through one in 7-7. And he held that lead all the way until today. And we had a couple of opportunities where guys got calves caught fast. Tuff Cooper caught one fast and then had trouble on the tie. We had Corey Solomon get it on one fast and have trouble on the tie. But Cody O got it on one fast, and he finished fast. They tied 7.7. Cody O tied Chase Williams. And so Stephenville and Heiko emerge as winners of their hometown rodeo.
That's right. We saw Chase, and we were able to catch up with him. And Chase said, if I'm going to split around with anybody, I'd love to do it with my hero, Cody Yall. So it was really great to see the young kid come out here and tie with his hero.
Hey, yeah, that's the deal. I mean, it's a classic incident of young bull, old bull. And today, they were mutual. They finished right there the same. And we'll just have to see who's going to go on and carry the torch.
Absolutely. Well, we've got to stay with the timed event stuff. Now, this, you don't normally see as exciting things happen in the team roping as what we saw here today in Stephenville. What a storyline.
Well, if it's going to happen in team roping, it's going to happen right here in Stephenville. And we started off the week with Turtle Pal and Dugan Kelly kind of setting a fast pace with a 5-1. And then we saw Scooter Nolan and Tim Ross come in and be 5-1. We also saw Logan Olson, Travis Woodard come in and be 5-1. And then last night, we watched as Charlie Crawford and Ryan Motes put it on one in 4-4. And so they kind of upped the ante, so to speak. And that brought us into the matinee performance today on Sunday with a great lineup of ropers. And so as we whittled down through there, we watched as Kobe Lovell and Martin Lucero. Now, they roped their steer in 4-flat. Luke Brown and Travis Graves were 4-flat. And Nick Sartain and Rich Skelton were 4-2. All of that came down to what's going to happen with Kobe Lovell, because he needed to win money here today. I don't know if he had to finish second or third. I'm kind of leaning towards second or better to get into the Wrangler National Finals. He ends up splitting first and second. It's another incident where that dust is just floating around. I think he's going to be in there.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was really interesting. We had a chance to catch up with both of those guys as well. Martin Lucero, now he had locked in his spot based on what they were able to do over in California. He said they were running so strong, they catch a flight, get back here, and he knew he had to do something big to help Colby get in. Colby hooked him real quick and brought him around the corner, and I'll tell you, Martin just cleaned up for him.
Yeah, Colby gave it his classic style. He started swinging there in the box, got a couple of swings off, fired it at him, got it on him really fast, and then Martin come in there and just healed him, and they took over the 4-flat. They were number one for a long time until Luke Brown and Travis Graves come in there and just blasted one, and they were 4-flat also.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's great to see such top-caliber cowboys from right here in Stephenville, Texas, come down here to this event, the Lone Star Arena and just make such great things happen. You know, we had talked about the road to the Wrangler National Finals comes through here, and we saw that today. That's amazing.
Oh, we did. I mean, it all led to right here at Stephenville, and we just had a great rodeo today. We watched some great cowboys and cowgirls compete. We watched a lot of unique storylines unfold, and some of them finished with a happy ending. Some of them, we won't know until later, but man, it was still exciting for the fan nonetheless.
Absolutely, and we talk about the fans that were here in Stephenville, Texas. Boy, did they come out all three nights.
They did. We had a great Friday night crowd, and then on Saturday night we packed the house. We filled both sides of the grandstands, and then today for a Sunday matinee with the Cowboys playing during the rodeo, we had an outstanding sellout.
Well, I'll tell you what, the folks here in Stephenville came out to watch some real Cowboys. And, you know, Ben, it has been so great to be down here all week long with you and, you know, to be able to spend as much time as we have together. We look forward to doing it again, man. Are you ready for 2014? It's time to go to work, right?
Hey, you know what? We were just talking about that. We're gonna take a couple of weeks off, but not much longer than that. We put a year-long's worth of work into making this rodeo the success that it was, and you know what? We can't go to sleep on that. We've got to keep up the try and the hustle and the work to make it come around for 2014, and it takes that full year to get it all planned. And so we're going to go right back to work and see what we can do better, how we can make it bigger, and how we can make it better for everybody.
Well, I will tell you what, you certainly have your work cut out for you, because based on what we saw this weekend, going to be hard to beat that. It was just fantastic.
Oh, man. It will be, but the thing about it is if we keep adjusting that bar and raising that higher and higher, you know, that's what it's all about. And the rodeo right here in Stephenville, it is the cowboy capital of the world, and that's what we want it to be, the cowboy capital of the world pro rodeo. And so we're striving to make things better.
Well, Ben, listen, want to wish you the best of luck. Take that couple weeks off that you so earned down here this weekend, and we look forward to catching up with you again down the road.
Well, Scott, thank you guys, and thanks to Making 8. We also say thank you to KWBY. You guys are great. We appreciate the exposure. And, man, you guys do a great job in making us look good.
Well, I'll tell you what, it makes it easy with all this talent floating around down here. The world champions and the Cowboys right here at the Cowboy Capitol.
All right. Well, thanks, Scott, and you guys have a great one.
That was Ben Clemens, my friend. I will tell you what, there's so much energy right here at the Cowboy Capitol. And you know, this is where that 2013 season is winding down. We have talked about it all week long. We've been preaching to all of our listeners right here. The road to the Wrangler National Finals comes through Stephenville, Texas, in the Cowboy Capital of the World, PRCA Rodeo, and it has claimed to be true here this week. I have got to thank KWBY, the committee here, the Chamber of Commerce here in Stephenville, the mayor, everybody involved with bringing us here and helping us support this event. This is what we live for, folks. This is what we love, is bringing you, the listeners, all of this action here throughout our travels. So we're going to continue to do that for you. 2014 season is getting underway, but as the sun sets here in Stephenville, Texas, and, you know, the dust settles, we want to remind you that this road goes on forever and this party never ends. So continue to keep listening to Making 8 Rodeo Network all week long. Our rodeo shows, 11 o'clock Central Time, folks. We've got more interviews and more activity to talk about from right here in Stephenville, Texas. We've got the American qualifier for the Ultimate Calf Roping was here this weekend. We've got interviews. We've got highlights. We're going to talk about it more. Continue to keep supporting Making 8 Rodeo Network and keep it tuned in to KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM right here in the Cowboy Capital, Stephenville, Texas.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money. I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride. Still, I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.